This message comes from NPR sponsor Stripe. Tap to pay on iPhone, and Stripe can help you grow your business's revenue and reach through accepting more in-person, contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. Okay, this is the beginning of Body Electric Season 2. This is our investigation into, oh my God, the ways that our technology impacts our health. And one of the things we are doing this season is we are taking 5-minute walks with notables, with listeners, because in Season 1, we learned that really the only way to counteract our screen-filled sedentary lives is to take regular, and when I say regular, I mean really regular movement breaks. And so I am joined for this first walking episode. 5 minutes, Kelly, that's it. Kelly Corrigan, my friend and the host of PBS's State of Well-Being in America. We're in Vancouver. It's beautiful. Kelly, thank you for walking with me.
Sure, anytime. I'd like to walk with you more frequently.
I would too. So this is a good start.
Okay.
Question for you. State of Well-Being in America. That's a big question.
Yes.
What is the state of well-being in America?
So each season we ask a big question, like, what is well-being and what does it take to get it and what does it take to keep it? And so we talk to 10 of the best scientists and researchers in the United States.
Ooh, should we get out of the bike lane?
Yes. It's always good to walk carefully when walking, Manoush. But I mean, here we are. There's like seaplanes and strollers and
it's
puppies and
pretty spectacular.
It's pretty spectacular. That gigantic sound is a seaplane.
And Vancouver, they take their well-being quite seriously, but please.
They do. Well, I mean, so what we were trying to do is separate like real science from pop science. And then to make it more grounded in the real and diverse lives of others, we asked 2 civilians to join us in each conversation. And so we asked you.
I'm in one of those
to
episodes.
Come
yes.
And talk about movement, because I was aware of the Body Electric stuff, and you have completely persuaded me that I need to stand up every 30 minutes and sway.
Yay.
And it's totally effective. I mean,
It is, right?
It's the dumbest,
so
simplest, like most banal advice. But we weren't meant to be sitting all day.
No.
And so there's just going to be consequences to like working against the machinery's orders.
Okay, so let's talk about you. You're a writer. Like, that is your main thing. That's how I first became aware of your work.
Uh-huh.
You're writing. And so take me through a day where you try to have habits that makes it possible for you to work and also, please, listen to your body a little bit.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm constantly gut checking with smart friends who can help me put a finer point on things. And so an easy way for me to merge my own well-being with my career is to walk and talk as much as possible.
And what about for your 5-minute breaks? Like, are you getting up and shuffling side to side? Little dance? That's
little
your thing?
Dance, Manoush?
Yeah.
Little dance.
Little dance.
I mean, I love music so much. I think it's the cheapest way to change your mood. And sometimes I forget. You know, sometimes I'm like in a sour mood or I'm so tired. I feel like, I don't have one sentence left in me. And then I think, no, don't forget music. Turn on music. And then it makes me want to kind of like clean the dishes or something, like make something look a little nicer around me, clear off my desk, take the recycling out. You know, it's like 3 minutes or 4 minutes where there's some measurable improvement.
That little voice that you just described, the one that's like, I don't want to.
Totally.
I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't feel like getting up.
I don't want to do anything.
Yes.
There's a lot of I don't want to do anything. There's got to be 2 or 3 hours a day where I think, I just don't have it in me. I'm done. I wake up early. I'm 56. I wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I go to work. And at 1 o'clock, I have nothing. I don't schedule any calls from 1 to 3.
That's
you know.
It. You're aware of your limits, it sounds like.
Totally. And I work in spurts. I mean, this is the joy of being old, is that I don't fight with myself anymore about how I work and what my sort of periods of rest look like. And like, I'm horizontal. From 1 to 3, I'm horizontal under a blanket.
And that's okay that you're not taking your 5-minute walks every
no,
half hour.
No, I'm listening to something or I'm watching a talk or, you know, whatever it is. And that's slow productivity. It's passive productivity. But nonetheless, it's like moving a needle.
If we had to sum up the lessons from this 5-minute walk, of which I think there are many, I would say, listen to your body, know when you work best, learn how to use your vices to your benefit.
Yes, yes.
Any others?
Embrace the idiosyncratic way that you work.
Ah, yes, let's leave it there. I think we're at 5 minutes.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
nice talking
Kelly.
To you.
Bye.
Bye.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stripe. Tap to pay on iPhone, and Stripe can help you grow your business's revenue and reach through accepting more in-person, contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.